Chapter 5. A very different person, he remarked dreamily and got up. His movements were particularly noiseless. Oh, thank you, Captain. If anything is not to your liking, please mention it to your steward. I suppose you will be giving a dinner to the office clerks presently. What for? I cried with some warmth. If I were a steady trader to the port, I could understand it. But a complete stranger, I may not turn up again here for years. I don't see why, do you mean to say it is customary? It will be expected from a man like you, he breathed out placidly. Eight of the principal clerks, the manager, that's 9, you 3 gentlemen, that's 12. It needn't be very expensive. If you tell your steward to give me a day's notice, it will be expected of me. Why should it be expected of me? Is it because I look particularly soft, or what? His immobility struck me as dignified suddenly, his imperturbable quality as dangerous. Here's plenty of time to think about that, I concluded weakly with a gesture that tried to wave him away. But before he departed, he took time to mention regretfully that he had not yet had the pleasure of seeing me at his tour to sample those cigars. He had a parcel of 6,000 to dispose of, very cheap. I think it would be worth your while to secure some, he added with a fat, melancholy smile and left the cabin. Mr. Burns struck his fist on the table excitedly. Did you ever see such impudence? He's made up his mind to get something out of you one way or another, sir. At once feeling inclined to defend Jacobus, I observed philosophically that all this was business, I supposed. But my absurd mate, muttering broken disjointed sentences, such as, cannot bear, mark my words, and so on, flung out of the cabin. If I hadn't nursed him through that deadly fever, I wouldn't have suffered such manners for a single day. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.